upcoming monsoon season's not looking good for the Rohingya refugees. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's stories come from the mission field, including emergency aid and a ministry scrambling to keep up with demand. There's more to these stories and how you can help coming up. But first, Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh are about to face yet another threat to their lives. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
I've heard one aid worker say that they expect a major loss of life in coming weeks because of monsoon rains.
Bangladesh cleared forests to make room for the refugees, but doing so made those areas susceptible to landslides.
It is a tense situation. One assessment that I read performed by the Dhaka University and the UN High Commission for Refugees suggests that up to one-third of the settlement areas could be flooded in the coming weeks, up to 85,000 refugees losing their shelters, and another 23,000 living on the slopes that could risk the landslide.
FMI-supported pastors are giving these refugees something that can't be taken away, and that's the hope of Christ. We've got more ways to pray and how you can help the gospel reach these refugees at missionnews.org. Next, Easter is this Sunday, April 1st. As we celebrate our risen Savior, there are still millions of unreached deaf people who don't know the gospel. On April 1st, Deaf Bible Society is starting a 50-day prayer journey, and you can join them in interceding for the deaf. Linda Thiessen with Deaf Bible shares.
We really believe prayer is the key to what we are doing at Deaf Bible Society. We know the Word encourages us over 100 times to be praying, and we want to be obedient.
To join Deaf Bible Society's prayer journey, text the word PRAY to 444-999. We also have Deaf Bible's prayer guide available as a free download at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, Thiessen offers this prayer.
Lord, I pray that you would bring people who have a heart for the deaf community to be involved in this journey. We pray for deaf people. We pray for hearing people, Lord. And we pray that you would be glorified through this journey. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Organizations trying to fulfill a need will always have work ahead of them. For World Missionary Press, a demand greater than they can answer means that people are asking for scripture booklets faster than the ministry can produce them. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says already at the end of January, they had requests for a total of 88 million booklets.
We have no lack of business. We're trying to produce as many as we can and get them out as quickly as we can because the Spirit's working around the world.
William says it's important for them to trust God absolutely with the supply-demand gap.
We want to do so much, and yet, you know, practically there's only so much we can do, and we need to rest in that. But the Lord will provide in His time for His way.
So let's ask God to give this ministry wisdom, strength, and an urgency balanced out by trust in God's plan. And in Haiti, sanitation problems have gone from disgusting to hazardous. Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love says,
when you have entire communities who have no sanitary system at all, and most of them have no outside latrines, they're defecating on the ground, and this is a very unhealthy situation.
That's why For Haiti with Love is building community latrines all over the country.
We've got a long list of communities now who are willing to set aside enough land to make this happen because they really want these.
They've already finished construction on several so far.
The last one we built, the people were so excited about it. They wanted to know, could they have a three-hole rather than just a two-hole community latrine? And they were willing to forfeit what we were going to pay them for.
But it doesn't stop at toilets. DeHart says they look at clean souls, too, and they share the gospel at every stop. Still, the sheer need means that they're going to need your help moving forward. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? Highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable, real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.